I just wanted to give some sort of an overview of different things we've discussed during the year of Reishis. The Torah is very clear. The Chazal are very clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, from nothing. Nothing is nothing. Nothing means no time, no space, nothing. Absolute nothingness except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. During the times of Rishonim, when the Goyish world was dominated by the ideas of Aristotle. Aristotle viewed the world the way it is now, always was, and always will be, unchanging. Sort of moving like on automatic pilot. In the fight they had was what they called kadmos. The world is infinitely old. And all Rishonim Pe'achot felt a very important part of Torah. The idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't form the world from pre-existing matter. The world is not just always as it was. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the entire world, created a Yesh Me'ayin. Why was that so important? It's another thing, that before he created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, he created the Torah. It's the blueprint of the world. Which means that Torah is not something artificial imposed on the world. It's the world is the place where the Torah is supposed to be fulfilled. And therefore there's no steering between the world and the Torah. And that was a very fundamental part of in Rishonim's eyes in the fight against what they call Kadmos. It's so important. The end of the Shesh Yimei Bereishis. You have Shabbos. It means there are two periods, there are a number of different periods in world history. There's a period of absolute nothingness, a period of Torah without a world. And then there's a period when the world is being brought into existence. And then the world becomes a stable world the way we have it today. That's Vaychu Hashemayim Ha'aretz V'chol Tzvo. The entire process of development of the world is in place. But just to remind us that the way we see it is not the way that it always was. It was drawn into being by a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a purpose. So we have Shabbos. Everything's finished. Everything is done. But he created Shabbos for us to once a week recognize and understand that the world isn't just there. The world was brought in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into existence for a purpose, and it is such an important part of Torah that even though we have Shabbos that recognizes Bria Solem, And we have Shavuos, recognizes. Matan Torah. And Pesach, the recognizing Tzias Mitzrayim. Bring your chametz and Pesach. Or I don't observe Shavuos. I'm not Harikach Melchot Vav. I haven't denied the entire Torah. But Chal Shavuos Vahesya. That's something different. Why? So Rashi tells an error and say, because you deny the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. Such an important part. Rambam says more than that. Rambam, the end of Bezer Shabbos, says, "Oz Bris Hilolo." Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the most permanent part of the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Yeshmei. And we have to give edus to that every week. And we give edus by we withdraw from the world. At Shabbos, that's how Torah begins. Then, that's part one of the Torah. Part two of the Torah. Creation of other Marish. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created two parts of the world, the physical world and the spiritual world. And he created other Marish to bridge and span both parts of the world. Created him Ofam and Adama, physical person, and we are the only part of the world that straddles both. And he gave him an opportunity that his spiritual life would be dominating, and he'd understand that his whole purpose was to use his physical body to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But then, somehow, Rediva Sataiva got control of him. And the whole human being changed. And we are what we are today. Caught in the tug of war between the two aspects of our personality. And then, all of a sudden, once that happens, we find out about the beginnings of human society. This side is very small. Adam and Chava, Cain and Hevel, and their twins. So 2, 4, 6, maybe 7 people. That's all. And in the very beginning of human society is Machlokas. Very beginning of human society is Machlokas. Because once a person doesn't realize and wants to forget that we're here to serve the Baruch Shalom, and we have to use all the talents and everything we have for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we become self-centered, which is what Taiva produced. I just care about me. And I become self-centered. That so Medrash asks the question, what kind of hell are we fighting about? I could have taken half the world, you could have taken the other half of the world. No, but human beings want to control, they want everything. And Cain kills Hevel. Then Torah records how human beings develop, discover music, discover the Choshes, Barzel, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age. All in the worlds of people want to see it an evolution. No, the same thing. Tuvalkayan and then discovered iron, how to make iron and steel. Discovered how to make barzel. Then, all of a sudden, brand new things introduced to the world. Avodah Zarah. Now, Avodah Zarah didn't begin, as the Rambam points out. It's very difficult for Adam Arishan's grandson to not recognize that his grandfather didn't have any parents. He got to his grandfather and said, "Where'd you come from?" "Well, God created me." So how does Avodah Zarah begin? Avodah Zarah begins that people want to be successful in this world. They want to be able to control this world. Kol HaKadosh Baruch, the only way we quote control HaKadosh Baruch is by acting the way he tells us to do, and then it's Harbonish. They begin trying to deal with all the powers of nature independent of HaKadosh Baruch. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch is sitting at the top. But the moment that happens and people distance themselves from HaKadosh Baruch, so there's a downward spiral of human being. When you're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you kind of can hold on to any human madrega. And as it spins out of control, it ends with the society, the Dor HaMabul. On the one hand, begins, they had tremendous wealth and luxury, and their whole lives were consumed with taiva. And then it begins with the permitted tithers, the forbidden tithers, the unnatural tithers. You never have enough, you always want more. The new tither. And then society collapses because you can't create a stable society with such a thing. Kemolar is chomos. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu begins all over again. It's a marble. The marble wasn't just a lot of water. Kodesh Baruch Hu totally destroyed everything. And Vayima on the Pozik, Vayima Cheskoleich Kum, Chazal say, they didn't even want that when the marble destroyed it, just didn't kill people. It had destructive powers. There wasn't even a plow left from the Dor HaMabul. Why not? Why not? And that is something evil and a certain attraction to people. And the Torah, when it confronted absolute evil, said if you leave any bit of it over, people begin to fantasize about it, get reattracted to the ideas of it, and build it up again. Irini Dachas, total destruction. Leaves nothing over. Zayin Amen, total destruction. Chiva Amolek is total destruction. Kodesh Baruch Hu said we have to get all over again. From scratch. And he turned the world upside down, interfered with the entire structure of the world, of nature. And then Noah comes out of the cave. Noah has just seen the Midas HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most extreme way. Noah is in his tzatzit. And he comes out of the table, builds a mizbeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of a mitzvah and they know it. And then, all of a sudden, they have a very Vayichol Noach Ishad. It's a looking as out. When Noach confronts a new world, he has to begin a new world. Also, Atzal Chulin. How does he get started? planting a carrot. Then, Vayesh Manayayim Vayishkar. Nice. The Torah tells us that when Noah got started as Ish Tzadik, all of a sudden confronting the world after Mabel, it's an overwhelming task. Sometimes people, when they confront an overwhelming task, have to escape. Why do people get drunk? Very simple. People who are unhappy, how do they escape from their unhappiness? By getting drunk, forgetting about the world. A person who's satisfied with the world doesn't want to escape from the world. A person who's satisfied with using his mind doesn't want to escape from using his mind. A person who's essentially happy doesn't need all the artificial stimulants to make him happy. He's essentially happy. And if you're not, there are two ways to do it. What's wrong with my life? Why am I not essentially happy? Number one or number two? What can I do? Then number two, what I do correct it to make myself happy. That's work. People don't want to work. So they confront themselves and they escape. Noah is confronted with an unbelievable challenge. The world is totally destroyed. He sees the desolation. Has to rebuild the world. It's an overwhelming task. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, build a teva, was also an unbelievable task. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all sorts of things to enable him to build a teva. When it's 12 months of taking care of all the animals in the world, feeding them 24/7, unbelievable task. Did it. For some reason, Noah comes out of the teva and sees the total desolation, and that it's up to him to just begin the world all over again. He goes into an escape. Plants vineyard, gets drunk. Now, escapes. Most times have very negative consequences. Of course, it's work to look at yourself. Why am I unhappy? What am I going to do about it? I've got a girl who never gives anyone a new sign he can't deal with. It's the clock. Ever. If you're confronted with a situation, have your day out. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will put you in that situation. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you have the ability to deal with that situation. But sometimes, when a person is overwhelmed, he loses hold of his emor and bitach. And once you do that, you try to escape. You have all of the unfortunate consequences of this mistake Noach made. And then the psukim come, story of Nimrod. And story of Dora Flog. All of humanity was one. And then they made an unbelievable technological discovery. They learned how to make bricks. Gilbert and Levanim. Bricks and mortar. They learned how to build a building. So you may take that for granted, but at that point of history, it was an unbelievable discovery. And what's the problem when you make such an unbelievable discovery? You say, boy, how come Shmuel gave us all aspects of this world, of the world? Boy, you are so impressed with yourself that your diver and ego was totally out of control. And then, like in many technological societies, they view their technological success as now we can run the world. We don't need our Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. We're in total control of the world. That is how they felt. And they wanted to build this big tower as a sign that, as a symbol of their power, that they can control the world. They don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. And Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the tower and spread them among the world. Now, and therefore, there are all sorts of tribes, all sorts of groups of people in this world, all with their own culture. The entire world gets together. And that not nichnat to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it's absolute danger. World. Why is it danger? Because I'll describe two different types of societies. There are marble and there are flock. There are marble, dominated by taiva, society collapses. Has to be destroyed. And Medrash asks, why did Dora Marvel have to be destroyed and Dora Flogger not? Very simple. There's no social collapse. But the entire mindset, Chazal describes, they're up on top of the tower and a person would fall down and die. He said, no big deal. Someone else will come up. On the other hand, if a brick fell down, oh, do you know what it's going to take to break and bring a brick from the bottom all the way up? Nature of technological society is the individual yochid does not exist. And that is when everyone is together, and that's the whole idea of socialism. No value to the yochid. No, yeah, value to the yochid. And we are dominated by technology. We're building a world. We're all together. We're building a world. We don't need our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Yochid doesn't exist. Look at the entire, what China, the whole culture of China. The whole culture of China. Technological achievement, economic achievement. And that's all everything's about. No use for the individual. And that's why the type of communism they have there, where the entire society is dedicated to one thing, technological, financial achievement, building a country. Some people die here, some people die there. You get corona, they shoot you, you can't spread it among other people. And then, no value to the individual. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, kind of if a world, if all of human society was that way, it's, again, a danger. So human society is split among all sorts of different groups of people. The idea of the value, the yochid. Beginning of Bereishis, by Yivra Elokimus Odom Etzalma. Every one of us has a unique Tzelem Elokim. Every one of us is created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, individual Kohos expects us to use. And if you take a look in Rashi, while you were looking at the Bitzalmo, Bitzelem Elokim Bora also. What is Bitzalmo, Bitzelem Elokim? So Rashi says, ain't God created man in his image, not a capital H, and in the image of God. No, it's a small h. Every one of us, what does that mean? Every one of us has our own Tzelemokim. It's a separate Tzelemokim. You're not me, and I'm not you, and we're not the next guy, not the next guy, not the next guy. We're individuals. Our own individual Tzelemokim. And our chiyuv is to take that individual Tzelemokim and use those kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for the right purpose. The idea of the Dor HaFloga was the yochid doesn't count. The idea of a lot of socialist societies, the yochid doesn't count. And we said, no, each yochid is a special yochid. But Avodah Zarah still dominates the world. And then all of a sudden, comes up on the now, what is the world before Avram? Only is it sophisticated world? The way the Rambam describes it? Maybe they began moving in terms of technology. But a human level, I'm talking to people on a human level, like in the jungle of Africa, no human values whatsoever. And Torah tells us a very strange story. One of the strangest stories. Goes through all the generations. Pharaoh told us not Terah. By Terah Shivim Shani was 70 years old. Yolas Avram as Nochel as Haran. Three sons. And he said, the told us of Terach. Terach told us Avram as Nochel as Haran. He just told us that before. What's in the name? Haran holded his look. Yolas Haran of Nate, Terach. There is Milan to be Ur Kazdim. Not. And then it says, "Vayikach Avram v'Nochel v'Moshim." Okay, they got married, and Terach took Avram and his son and his grandson and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, and they left. They left Nochel back. They left from Okazdim to go to Haran, and on the way to Eretz Yisrael, they stop. This story is a very strange story. What's it all about? So here, since I'll tell us, what does the word Kazdim mean? Kazdim is the name of a nation. That's where he lived. Or, the fires of Kazdim. The story of the Egyptian Ash. And Haran died in the Egyptian Ash. Avraham Avinu survived. Terach realized he has to get out of town. And where is he going? On the way to Eretz Canaan. What does he want Eretz Canaan for? Just go somewhere else. What was special in Eretz Canaan at that point? The yeshiva shaved it. Everyone knew. Shem Avos made a yeshiva. That means Shem, the son of Noah, was still alive at that time. So if anyone wanted to know what human history was about, where everything came from, well, go to Be'er Sheva, speak to Shem, and he'll tell you, there was a big flood, and the whole world was destroyed because everything went wrong, and we have to be Makar Kodesh Baruch. Where the previous door was coming from. Everyone knew how everything developed. Everything came from Shem Chom and Yofes. The answer is in the Chanami. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying it. But each one's trying to control nature and be in charge of nature and control this world without relating to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they lost any sense of morality. They were just a bunch of vicious animals. When the Rambam describes it. And if you look, take a look at the map of Iraq, so this pasuk is unbelievable. Iraq goes all the way down to the Persian Gulf. But the very south part of it, you have Orkhazan. What does Terach do? Can't go straight across. It's an unbelievable midbar. Let's go all the way around the midbar. Goes all the way up to Haran. 80-90% of the travel. Now, and all of a sudden, he stops. He stops. Why does he stop? Because sometimes people get very inspired. He saw the nace of the Kibshan Aish. He saw what happened to her. He saw everything. On the one hand, he had to leave because his life's in danger. On the other hand, maybe I have to get to Shem Ve'Eved to really take this stuff seriously. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't make those decisions easy to us. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Make sure it's a real decision. So he's schlepping along all the way around. And every day, what happens? Should I do it? I shouldn't do it. I should do it. I shouldn't do it. Now he gets to Haran. He has to turn south. And he's almost there. I can't go 100%. I can't go 100%. Lot. What happened to Lot? Lot's escaping from Sodom. And so the obvious thing, go back to Avraham Avinu. I can't. I can't do 100%. I'll be a good guy, 90%. That's all I can do. But you know, that's Terach B'Choron. And that's where he stayed, is 90%. Now, Terach's not a simple individual. All the Avos and all the Imavos and all everything comes out of Terach. He's a very complex individual. But in the end of the day, having been confronted the most overwhelming situation, the Kibshan Aish, and the Hisolus that we had, and then it fizzled. This is the story until Avraham Avinu essentially appears on the scene. Avraham Avinu, the first two parshas, the story of what happened to humanity to produce an Avraham Avinu. Now, Avraham Avinu, after all of his internal searching, etc., comes to the conclusion, Avodah Zarah Sheker. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. He caused everything. He is everything. And that's it. It's the Chorim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, once you've come as far as you can, I'm going to reveal to you everything. And the Medrash beginning of Lech Lecha tells us, Moshe l'ma'a David Oma. Someone sees a castle surrounded by a gigantic wall, and he sees the lights, and he looks at the castle, the lights are on, there's activity there, the music is playing, everything's good, and he's walking around the walls and can't figure out how do I get in there, until the owner of the castle sees this man trying to get in there. He goes over the wall and says, Ani Bala Bira, I'm the one in charge. I'll show you how to get in. Avraham Avinu reached as far as a human being could reach by his own thought process. And Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm running the world. I'll show you how it all happens. Ani Bala Bira. But in order for Avraham Avinu to take that next step, says, what you have to do, Lech Lecha. Separate yourself. Begin life all over again. That's what Lech Lecha is. Mitzvah Hashem. The next few weeks that are left us, we'll talk about our problems.